Welcome, everyone. I trust that the Lord will really be able to minister to you tonight. I want to be honest with you in seeking the Lord about what he would have me to bring forth. He ended up coming to me today in such a way that was really beautiful, and it was like spending all afternoon with them, and I think you'll understand that when I share, because what happened was really for you. Then, before we hang up, and John, please don't let me forget, before we hang up, I need to talk to you just a little bit about the immediate future and what I feel the Lord has put upon my heart in respect to that. So let's get started and see what he will do. Father, I thank you for a goodness that is so far beyond us. The best of the best, the highest of the highest, cannot relate to the goodness we find in you. You're here with us when we need you. You're here with us when we don't know that we need you. You direct our paths. You tell us the future. You heal the past. You're just so good. You are a God full of goodness. And we're so thankful for that. We're thankful for your love, for your forgiveness, for your kindness, for your generosity, for the fact that you are willing to reveal yourself to us. That is an amazing thing. And I know, Father, every day, every single day, I stand in awe of your willingness to reveal yourself to your people. You are just simply amazing. You're wonderful. Just wonderful. Help me tonight, Lord. Help me to share the things that you put on your heart. Help me to convey things as you gave them to me this afternoon. Help me to be able to talk clearly, so that my words are understandable, and touch us with your love, with your fire, the fire of your holiness, with your kindness, with your gentleness. Touch us, Lord, and open our eyes that we may behold you, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. I'd like you for a few minutes to try your very best just to relax, close your eyes, and as though you were thinking about a really spectacular service that you had been in recently, I'd like you to open your mind and your understanding to the visualization of the Holy Spirit. What the Lord did for me today was so beautiful. When, in the midst of it, he let me know that this whole thing that played out between him and I was really for you. So if you're having a hard time right now, things aren't going the way you thought that they would go, should go, some of you may be even wondering if the Lord still loves you. My hope is that you will so embrace what I have to say to you tonight that you will feel a very close part of his life. Let's turn in the Bible, please, to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being." Now let's go over to verse 14. "And the Word, Christ, became flesh, human incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth." Verse 15, "Jesus testified about him." I mean, John testified about him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has priority over me, for he was before me. He takes rank above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief.'" Verse 16, "For out of his fullness and abundance we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." Now, as I was in prayer today, I found myself suddenly with him. He was in the midst of his disciples. I saw his disciples. I've seen them before, so I recognized them immediately. And they were conversing. In the beginning, they were walking and talking. Then they seemed to congregate in a house. The disciples all sat down to listen to him teach and reveal the things of the kingdom. My heart yearned for him so badly. It seemed like it was exploding with love for him. He was goodness personified, the glory of the Father, truth, grace. I remembered when he came to me, truth and light and love personified. I saw them walking through the city after that, and he was touching. I was actually walking with him, but I saw him moving along, touching people. He was touching the needy with his love. But it wasn't just producing healing. His very touch seemed to produce emotional healing in them. I thought this was a very unique experience, because I've never seen him do something like that. I mean, he would lay his hand so gently on someone's shoulder, his right hand on the front part of his the person's shoulder and his left hand on the back, but so gently. And he would talk to them so gently. And I could see his virtue flowing into them. His hand seemed to be surrounded, if you will, cocooned in, if you will, light. And that light would enter into the person and bring healing, emotional healing, soulish healing, spiritual healing, and healing of their body when that was needful, healing of their mind when that was needful. It was amazing to me to watch his incredible individualism, his incredible individual communication that he was giving to every person he came in touch with. And I could see the faces on the disciples, because when you see the Lord going about doing this kind of thing, if you're me, it brings curiosity about how people are responding to him. So I looked at his disciples, and the disciples really were in awe. They had never seen anything like this before. They knew how he was when they were alone with him. But to come into the city street and communicate with the people in the city was an entirely different and unique experience to them. And to see his love for people, it seemed like everything he did, everything he said, just, what is the word I want? I don't want to use the word weak, because that doesn't sound too good, but it was filled, it was saturated with divine love, and it was very beautiful to behold. The Bible says that he came, the Word made flesh, and he dwelt among us. Now, as I am wrapped in this experience this afternoon, I was just melted by his love, his divine love, by his glory, by his truth, not just the truth that he spoke, but the fact that he is the very essence of truth, truth personified. And I was just melted by it. And the longer the experience lasted, the more melted I became, until almost limp with love, appreciation, a sense of humility before the greatness and the glory of the Son of God. He was so tender, so compassionate, so gentle. He was everything you'd ever want a Savior to be, and more. To see him mix with the people, he never seemed impatient with them. He never seemed offended by the way that they constantly drew upon him. He never seemed irritated over the pressing of the crowd. And, you know, you can see movies about Jesus and the crowd seeming to press upon him. But unless you're there walking with him in real time, you don't know how suffocating it really was for these needy people to be reaching out and pressing upon him constantly. But he never seemed irritated over it. It seemed like the harder they pressed, the more love he gave to them. And many times the Bible doesn't really refer to this too much, except when it comes to Peter. But really, Jesus not only healed with his spoken word, but his shadow falling upon people. People would be healed. I saw that today. And so they didn't have to press in to touch his garment. His love was flowing to a beautiful degree so that those who could receive healing just by that presence that followed him were able to be healed. It's an amazing thing to see the Son of God move in the midst of God's people. When he would talk to me during this whole time, I felt like the most important person in the world. With all these other people wanting his attention, for him to stop even for a moment and just look at me, let alone talk to me, it was just, it just melted me. I don't know what other word to use. It just melted me. When you're around him, whether you're around him in heaven or on earth, he exudes the presence of the Father everywhere he goes. Now, I'm sure back in those days that we're discussing right now, they probably didn't associate what they were experiencing as being from the Father. And I say that because even his disciples, after being with him for years, are saying, just show us the Father. And Jesus responded, have I been with you so long and you don't recognize me even yet? So if that's true of his disciples, how much more true would it have been of the others who were not disciples, just needy people? Me being there in that, I knew who he was. So I expected to experience the presence of the Father. And surely it was there. And the presence of the Father is not only love incarnate, love eternal, but it's also holy, which is probably one of my favorite characteristics of the Father. I love his holiness. So it felt like all afternoon I was in the presence of his holiness, learning his Son, learning his love, learning his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding. When we would leave the people and come into this house to hear what he was saying, to just, you know, receive the blessing of being in the presence of the Son of God alone, undistracted. It was so wonderful. It was just so wonderful. And it was so intimate. How can even Jesus provoke such a sense of intimacy with so many people at one time? He's God, that's all I can say. I don't have any other understanding of it. He's capable of doing that. And that intimacy he was allowing me to experience, and the rest of us. Is something that was given for you. He wants you to know that the same love, the same compassion, the same mercy, the same grace, the same power, the same intimacy that I experienced with him is there for you every day. He doesn't leave you alone. He doesn't leave your needs unmet. He's not insensitive to your prayers, to your sacrifices, to your hunger for him. I was amazed at the whole afternoon, how much he stirred the embers of my heart into such hunger for him, that sometimes it felt like it was going to burst right out of my chest. That isn't always the way it is when I'm with him, but it was today. And I think that he did that because he wants you to know that when you don't think he's paying attention to the needs of your heart, he is. He's provoking you into feelings you can't feel on your own. He has to do it. And he does do it because he wants that connection. He wants it very badly. He wants it because he loves you, and he wants it because it strengthens you. And the more you're able to feel his love, to know his love, I'm sorry, I'm being overcome by him right now. The more you are able to enter into the intimacy of his love, the more he is able to transform you into a vessel of his love. And that's his goal. He wants you to enjoy his love here on this earth. I can remember years ago, like 38, 39 years ago, I'd gone out for an early walk in the park. In Fresno, we have two of the most beautiful parks I've ever seen, city parks. And I was in one of those parks walking. And we have this, I don't know what they call it, but it's a trail that you can run on and stop every so often and do an exercise. So I was on that trail when a man and his son walked toward me. I'm walking toward them. And as the Lord would have it, although we were strangers, we stood and talked for a few minutes. So I explained to them that I was a minister, and that, and I asked them if they knew Christ, and they said yes, that they'd been saved for a while. They attended a church in our city called Easy Free. And I asked them, I said, do you pray? Yes, we pray. Does the Lord talk to you? Do you know, do you have any feelings about or sense about things that are coming? And they said, the man did, the father did, said, God doesn't talk to us. God doesn't talk to man. We pray because we love him, not because we expect him to talk to us. He talks to us through his word. And I said, that's true, he does talk to us through his word, but he also talks to our hearts. He also talks to our minds. Sometimes we can even hear his audible voice. No, 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 they said, no. No, he talks to us through his word. And so then he started getting a little nervous and moved on. But I've never obviously forgotten that, because I feel like if you don't expect him to communicate with you in some way, you're going to miss it, even if he does. But if you go into prayer, or if you are walking along the way and your mind is on the Lord, he can speak to you at the most, sometimes even inconvenient times. But because you're always listening, you're always sensing him, you're always trying to be sensitive to what he's saying, what he's doing, so on and so forth, he will make himself known to you. And in this time in human history, I don't know that there's ever been a time where the body of Christ has needed to be able to hear the voice of God, has needed to be able to have a respectful relationship with him, wherein he longs to share his secrets with us. And I feel that in the experience that I had this afternoon, that's what that was all about. It reminds me of an old song. And in the beginning of my walk, it was really one of my favorites. And the name of it is In the Garden Alone. And the words go, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And that's what I felt like he was saying this afternoon. This wasn't a vision per se, because I was in it. I was experiencing it. I wasn't just seeing, I was experiencing. And I could feel his heart. So beautiful. So what he's saying to you is, I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want you to know that you are my own every day of your life. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'll give you rest on the way. So this message tonight isn't so much about my involvement, as it is that he was trying to typify to me his great love for you. You are his disciples. He wants to disciple you. And look how close he kept his disciples. Many, many in Israel at that time saw him, heard him, loved him, followed him. But he had 12 disciples. And his disciples he kept real close so that he could communicate with them at any time about anything, teaching them not only the things of the kingdom, but the things of the temporal world that they needed to know. And that's what he wants to do with you. He wants to give you that kind of care, that kind of intimacy, that value plus relationship. So my hope is that you will take this message, this part of the message, apply it to yourself. Begin to pray into it. Meditate upon him. Meditate upon his word. And seek to experience the nearness of his presence, the beauty of his plans and purposes. Amen. Let me just share.
Amen.
Let me just share a little bit about things that are coming this fall. Well, we hope things that are not coming this fall. Felt led by the Lord to pay attention to some things that he has shown me and to have this next gathering surrounding these things so that we can bring as much of this to naught as possible. I had an experience, actually it was three experiences, of being picked up and wrapped in a vortex. And I'm sure that if you've ever seen a hurricane or a tornado, you can imagine what it would be like being wrapped up in a vortex. But I was. And I was spinning like I've never spun before. I hate that feeling, but I sure got a ride in it just a short time ago. It took a few minutes for that to stop. But then after my system settled down and I was able to get my, you know, my focus and my vision back, a smaller vortex picked me up and did the same thing the first one did. And then long story short, that settled down and a third vortex picked me up and took me for a spin, so to speak. And I felt strongly that the Lord was telling me that this is what the country is going to go through. It's going to be a chaos that will be so almost violent in its effect on us. So much so that we really want God to take us into the eye of the storm and be with us so that we don't have to feel the effects of the storm. And if we pray, if we will come together and pray, I'm feeling confident that he's going to bring a lot of it to naught. Because what is going to happen are things that are planned by the enemy. They're not planned by God. And so he wants us to come together and intercede over these issues. And I want to invite you to our next gathering. Go online, find out when it's going to be and how it's going to function. And please join us. Have your family join us. Have your friends join us. Have your church friends join us. Anyone who's willing to pray, have them come online and help us to pray for America, that God can subdue most or all of what the elite or the cabal, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, is planning against this nation this fall. I feel strongly that if you will make that investment of time, God will honor you, he will reward you, and he will reward the nation because someone prayed. Well, I hope that answers any questions that you may have about what this fall is going to be like. I'm confident that Trump will regain the presidency and he will continue with his program. But we do need to get the cabal busy on something else rather than destroying this nation. And I want to also say to you, I'm not going to go into detail, but I also had another experience wherein I saw that their plans are not just for America, but for countries all over the world, because they want to take over and bring about the new world order. So please, 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 please join us. Thank you. Okay, John.
Nita?
Yep.
Would you be able to pray with us concerning coming into that intimacy with the Father in that relationship, please?
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Father, you are great. You are mighty. You are holy. And you are love. We stand before you and we feel tongue-tied. We don't know what to say, but we know that you know our hearts better than anything we could say or do to formulate our desires and our hunger to you. Thank you that you know every hair on our head, that you know our end before our beginning. Thank you that you're ever reaching out to your loved ones, that we might come and draw near. Father, sometimes there are those among us that have not gotten a hold of our soul and our flesh. But we pray that you will work with us and help us to do that so that we can walk more closely with you, so that we can walk in this intimacy that you're wanting to provide for us. Jesus himself talked about that he was in you and you were in him and we were in him. And we yearn for the intimacy that comes with that union, with that that closeness, that union. I don't know that there's a better word. My heart feels so enlarged right now, Lord. It almost hurts. You are love. Your love is everlasting. You are compassion and mercy. And you do have a hunger for your children. You want them to hunger for you the way you hunger for them. Help them make that connection, Jesus. Help them let go. To let go, Father, of anything that could stand to interrupt that relationship, that holy relationship. Help them to let go and to run after you like the Shulamite. To run after you, Lord, until they win Christ. Teach them your wisdom. Give them understanding. Help them to know your way. Give them eyes to see your light. Everything they need, Lord, you are. And you've given them all things that pertain to you and to godliness. So I pray that you will make this happen for them, that you will help them to run from the things that distract into the arms of the everlasting God. Embed this little talk tonight into their hearts and let the passion that you feel be in them, the fire of your love, the love of your holiness. Jesus, may they see your beautiful blue eyes that look like lakes of living love, and be captivated by your beauty. Meet their needs. Father, those that are online who have needs of healing, let your spirit come upon them now and release healing into their bodies, healing into their minds, healing into their spirits. Just like I saw today, when you would touch the people, do that tonight for these people, Lord. In the beauty of your holiness, in your precious name, amen.